24 state AGs back emergency stay to let Arizona require U.S. citizenship to vote. By Amy Furr on August 16, 2024. 24 attorneys general are fighting for Arizona to gain permission to require that voters be U.S. citizens to vote in federal elections. The attorneys general recently filed amicus briefs with the U.S. Supreme Court in support of an emergency stay, Fox News reported Thursday. The news comes as voters gear up to vote in the November presidential election. Watch, Warren, as President Harris will work with Congress to create a pathway to citizenship. The Republican Party of Arizona said on Thursday that it had filed the emergency application pending appeal from the U.S. Court of Appeals Ninth Circuit in support of HB 2492, our law requiring proof of citizenship to vote in presidential elections. The article read, noting the law requires people to have proof of their citizenship for ballots, even those filed via the mail. The Fox article also noted. The brief was backed by attorneys general from 24 other states, including Texas, Florida, Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Utah, and Virginia, along with the two states that filed the brief, Kansas and West Virginia. Some of the groups who supported the emergency stay are listed as the Honest Elections Project, Restoring Integrity and Trust in Elections Incorporated, and Center for Election Confidence Incorporated, according to one of the documents. The Republican National Committee's emergency application for stay said the problem of non-citizens voting has gotten worse as the number of illegal aliens pouring over the border increases. Watch, Marlow. Democrats have been re-importing illegal aliens by plane since 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris, D., who has chosen radical leftist Governor Tim Walz, DMN, as her running mate in the race against former President Donald Trump, R., for the White House, recently required rally attendees in Arizona to show photo IDs, Breitbart News reported Tuesday. The decision came as she and President Joe Biden, D., have a history of opposing voter ID laws. In addition, Harris has vowed to sign legislation if she becomes president that would have millions of illegals eventually securing naturalized American citizenship and imposing nationwide no-excuse mail-in voting, the outlet said on Saturday. Meanwhile, Republicans have been gaining advantages in key battleground states, Breitbart News reported Monday. Compiled data that looks at key states shows a striking trend, as it is Republicans who seem to be quietly moving the needle in their direction as opposed to Democrats, who appear to be losing voters, the article said. The cases, Republican National Committee v. Mi Familia Vota, number 24-3188, 24-3559, 24-4029 in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit.